Observance of the Sabbath. Let no man, because he is a physician, feel at liberty to do those things which God has forbidden. He should not travel on the Sabbath unless this is a necessity in order to relieve suffering humanity. He should plan his work so as to obey God's requirements. The Lord says, "Verily, my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations." Exodus 31, verse 13. When there is real suffering to be alleviated, it is not a desecration of the Sabbath for physicians to travel upon it, but unimportant cases should be deferred. God sanctified and blessed the seventh day, and it is to be kept as his sacred memorial. God created the world in 6 days and rested upon the seventh. Therefore, he declares, "The children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant." Exodus 31, verse 16. Those who keep God's commandments may claim the promises contained in Isaiah 58, verse 11 to 14. The instruction given in this chapter is full and decided. Those who refrain from labor on the Sabbath may claim divine comfort and consolation. Shall we not believe God? Shall we not call holy the day which he calls holy? Man should not be ashamed to acknowledge as sacred that which God calls sacred. He should not be ashamed to do that which God has commanded. Obedience will bring him a knowledge of what constitutes true sanctification. Let there be no robber of God in tithes and offerings, no desecration of God's holy time. Man is not to do his own pleasure on God's day. He has 6 days in which to work at secular business, and God claims the seventh as his own. In it, he says, "Thou shalt not do any work." Exodus 20, verse 10. The servant of God will call sacred that which the Lord calls sacred. Thus he will show that he has chosen the Lord as his leader. The Sabbath was made for man in Eden, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. God has placed it in our charge. Let us keep it pure and holy.